Hi, and welcome to Psychic Today. I'm your host, Jill Roberts, and I'm so excited about this topic today. I'm going to be talking about meteorites, and they're just absolutely fascinating. They don't come from Earth, and they date back from the oldest time in our solar system. They far outdate any material here on our planet. And they hold within them energies that cannot be compared to any of the Earth's minerals. Now, I was so happy to come across a new find from the Crystal Council, and they did research on this new meteorite. Now, first, meteorite, there are different types of meteorites. There are nickel iron meteorites, which are great for kundalini activations, inner vision, spiritual awakenings, and persistence and patience in regard to spiritual growth. They affect the chakras of the root, solar plexus, third eye, and crown. Then you have a chondrite meteorite, and this is one I'm going to be talking about. And what they do is they're interdimensional and extraterrestrial, aiding in communication. They access the Akashic records of the solar system. The chakras they affect are the third eye, the crown, and the soul star. So the sixth, seventh, and eighth chakras. There's another one called Palisite. And that's a meteorite that unites the cosmic overmind and fields of knowledge. And it deals with interdimensional travel and prosperity, emotional stability, somewhat like the new one I'm going to be talking about. So, and then you have Moldavite, which was a meteorite that crashed 14.8 million years ago in the Bohemian Plateau of the Czech Republic. And they are actually closing down a lot of those mines. So if you're interested in Moldavite, I would buy now because they're starting to get even more expensive than they were. So, one of the main ones, a couple of them closed down in 2017. They're not reopening. There's only about two or maybe three left that are being excavated, but not as much. And whatever, people are just grabbing them up as much as they can because, of course, yes, they're going to be worth a lot of money, but it is a an amazing tool to work with. A lot of people find that Moldavite is very, high energy, high frequency, makes them feel spacey and dizzy. I have beautiful Moldavites from someone that is a trusted source who actually does mining in the Czech Republic. So, and some other people that I buy from that are trusted sources. You got to be careful when you buy Moldavite, especially if you buy it from China, because most of the time it's not what you're buying. So, excuse me. So, that's just a side note. If you're looking into Moldavite, get it now. So now the stone I wanted to, or the meteorite I want to talk about today is called NWA 4420. It's a mysterious and powerful meteorite that crashed down in Northwest Africa. I guess that's what NWA stands for, in May of 2006. So it's really new, especially compared to other meteorites like Moldavite that's millions of years old. So in the research that the Crystal Council did, according to them, its origins are from an evolved star system in which it formed around a planetary nebulae. It's chondrite composed primarily of iron, albright, and enstatite, excuse me. Iron is in its most purest form when it's found within meteorites. It carries masculine force, bringing one towards the realization and manifestation of your goals. Iron is also highly defensive and specializes in deflecting negativity. So it's great for grounding. especially when you start to channel or raise your vibration. So it has that component in it. It's known for increasing physical strength, and it resonates directly with the energy, believe it or not, of Mars. This Mars aspect of iron also brings about drive, courage, and what we know in the archetype of the warrior. So it brings in the warrior energy. The Aubrey component of this meteor is able to absorb and accentuate energy. This means that before the meteor impacted Earth, it had already collected and contained the energy of the Nubalae and other asteroids it came in contact with. So when it landed on Earth, it became infused with Earth's grounding and natural energies as well. This contact with Earth enables the meteorite to properly ground and manifest such high frequency cosmic energies. The third mineral within these meteorites, the NWA 4420, is enstatite, and it's one of a few minerals that has actually been observed with origins outside of our solar system. It's known to form around evolved stars and planetary nebulae, which hints to us as a clue as to where 4420 comes from. We can think of enstatite as an adaptive driving force within this powerful space rock. While the Aubrey is working to pull all the other cosmic energies into itself, enstatite carries energies of adaptability and decisiveness, allowing the forceful energy from the iron to harmonize within all of the energies the Aubrey draws in. It's primarily a masculine force, but it acts as a perfect bridge between the feminine and masculine energies, as well as all the other polarities we want to kind of get rid of. So it's an amazing stone to meditate with. I mean, I've had such incredible experiences and visions and just cosmically and interdimensionally traveling and portals and holograms and engrams. It's out, literally out of this world. Enstatite's energy brings a higher perspective to all actions, and it's extremely beneficial for incorporating the receptivity energy from the Aubrey into daily life. Now, NWA 4420 is a powerful ally in opening one to the higher etheric chakra centers and aligning the entire chakra column all the way down to the root and to the Earth star. When in need of grounding, envision the meteorite falling from space and penetrating the Earth's atmosphere. Seeing and imagining its flight path will bring this energy down through you and send it to the deep heart of the Earth. Similar to how it was physically pulled into the Earth, this stone has the ability to pull in galactic energy directly from planetary nebulae. This allows one to infuse their own energy with that of the cosmos. When meditating with this stone, the energy can be seen and felt as if it's pulled into the stone and circulates throughout the body. No matter where on the body the stone is placed, one can almost instantly feel its gravitational pull directly towards the solar plexus chakra. It activates the chakra center with a fiery energy that spins at lightning speed and extends down into the sacral. This link provides the same spinning effect and mends the two chakras together in harmony. So this state of union links one directly to the infinite creative will of the universe and immensely enhances creative abilities, life force, willpower, and courage. Meteorite 4420 is a stone of higher power and cosmic force. It aids one in realizing why they are here on Earth and in carrying out their true purpose without doubts or worries. When you hold it or you meditate with the stone, you could say that you have a good idea of what the big picture is. This is, the awareness that enables one to raise their frequency to a degree that attracts higher insights and a sudden connection with one's star family. So this is a stone that can raise your vibration and your frequency like this. I just snapped. I don't know if you can hear it. It really can. I mean, you really don't need to have many other stones with you. If you just want to work with this one stone, I highly suggest you get one. It will, it might make you dizzy. It's made me very dizzy, and I am not that sensitive to stones. I mean, even when I activate my palm chakras, I wear stones. I do have the wire wrap necklace, and I do have fragments of NWI 4420. And when I first started with just the necklace, so I have it, it's literally at my higher heart seat chakra. And I didn't know why, but like out of nowhere, I would feel really dizzy and like, almost feeling like I would lose consciousness because I'm trying to do my daily life and my daily routine, not realizing that I'm working with a really, really strong stone that also enables me to see things that I normally wouldn't be able to see that are there. Things that I can see when I am meditating and channeling and connecting with spirit and connecting with the divine, purposely in a quiet Zen state. But this lets you do that objectively in the real world when you're not concentrating on doing that. You're, getting the kids ready to go somewhere or getting ready to go to a doctor's appointment or whatever the case may be. And all of a sudden it's overwhelming, but it's an amazing feeling. So hold on, I'll be right back to continue with 4420. Hi, and welcome back to Psychic Today. I'm your host, Jill Roberts, and we were talking about the meteorite NWA 4420. Now, this stone is extremely useful for finding the deeper meaning encoded within significant events and helps one to understand what lessons are to be learned from them. Now, according to the Crystal Council, once one is open to these subtle messages, the stone will help you to move forward with renewed vigor towards your evolutionary path. Evolution, transformation, and growth are natural properties of our infinite cosmic universe. And you can be sure to feel these values etched within grooves of each meteorite. In certain situations where one is physically injured, this stone is amazing. It will help you to recover and strengthen the physical body. Lying down with this stone on the heart chakra will enable you to pull in the cosmic energy. And that's what I do a lot with this stone, especially if I'm using other stones with it, like Roswellite and Moldavite. If I'm using extraterrestrial type of stones, I usually leave NWA at the heart seat chakra. The energy from leaving it there fills and reproduces the cells in the body and leaves us feeling brand spanking new. It really does. It's just an amazing feeling to work with this stone. 4420 leads you from darkness to the light, allowing you to recognize and break the illusions within themselves and in the world around you. When you see clearly these restrictions, they have the knowledge necessary to push the boundaries. It reminds you that no other person or thing has authority or ownership over you, whether it's physically, mentally, or emotionally. Through seeing the truth of what binds us, and that whatever that may be, this stone assists in breaking free and provides the courage to follow us through with the transition from enslavement to true freedom and expansion. 4420 is a perfect companion for those looking to start new journeys in life, somebody who's starting their spiritual quests, and especially those that are looking to lead to transformation. Working with this stone can be a great aid in starting new projects, patterns, relationships, and creations. It's recommended to wear the 4420 when traveling for protection and to create new adventures and opportunities. So, When you go somewhere new, it's great. Or if you're traveling by plane or you're going overseas, it's a wonderful, especially to a new place, because that's an adventure in itself. But if you wear one of these, it really enhances it. And it applies to both physical and astral travel. Meditating with this stone can guide you on an enlightening intergalactic journey, and it allows you to see the nebulae in which it is formed around. The stone is eager to teach and show us. It greatly enhances communication with extraterrestrials and makes meditative experiences of all types absolutely more clear overall. Especially if you have a lot of mind chatter, it quiets everything down. It aligns all your chakras and the meridians in your body, your physical body, your emotional body, all of the etheric, your aura, and it's just gets you in that zone. This meteorite works perfectly, of course, with moldavite, as they complete a link between higher and lower transformation. The 4420 works to ground higher cosmic energies and manifest them through the solar plexus chakra. Meanwhile, moldavite works to express this cosmic energy through the heart space. Having both of these meteorites together enables you to express this powerful cosmic energy through both masculine and feminine aspects. So when you combine it with something like angelite, it can strengthen communication with beings of non-physical realms, especially high vibrational intergalactic and angelic beings. It helps to create a more clear experience with the souls of those who have passed away. So it aids in, angel, guardian angel, archangel communication. It aids in extraterrestrial communication, and it also aids in mediumship. Using 4420 in unison with angelite brings immense protective energies that are summoned at will when you use it. Using nebula stone with 4420 provides an extremely powerful enhancement to intergalactic travel and cellular healing. This combination makes it easier to visit the home star system of Meteor 4420 and to freely roam through the surrounding nebulae, allowing you to examine them and directly link up with their energies. When recovering from any type of injury or dis-ease, this combination can greatly shorten recovery time. So if you've had some sort of surgery or you're just getting over, a quasi-serious illness, it is great to have Nebula Stone and 4420 together, because it will really help you. This meteorite not only helps you cosmically, but it helps you physically as well. The nebula stone heals directly from the cellular level, while 4420 empowers the cells by pulling intergalactic energy into them. So they work in conjunction. And it's, like I said, such a great stone to work with, because it not only affects you when you're meditating, and it affects your mind, it affects your mind, your body, and your soul. And it is just so incredibly powerful. I can't say it enough. I mean, I've had so many different interdimensional experiences working with this stone. You can, because it's a chondrite meteorite, you can actually, it's like quartz in the fact that you can actually program it. So, Robert Simmons says about these type of meteorites, if there was a single stone that every self-respecting extraterrestrial would have in their collection, it would be this type of meteorite. They're silica rich, they're from space, they vibrate at frequencies most attuned to interdimensional communication, and they're programmable. They're similar to quartz in that fact. They can be aligned with specific functions, such as operating one's telepathic channel or traveling interdimensionally to other stars and planets. They can also be used to store information. So you can do that too, kind of like the information stored on the Lemurian seed stones, this can store information as well. So, you're grabbing the information from both stones, but you're doing it in a different kind of way because, of course, they're actually, really different, even though they're kind of cosmically intermingled with Earth, but not of Earth in a sense. They stored this esoteric knowledge relating to, the ladder of consciousness, and which has varying levels of high frequency energies. And, meditating with them helped you discover what they already contain, their latent programming. So if you have a ready-made space vehicle for the mind, this stone would be it. It would be your way of just doing almost anything. They carry spiritual records. That's why they're connected to the Akashic records of the solar system. And this particular meteor is from a different solar system. So you have it not only coming from a different solar system, but into ours and coming into our planet. So you have all of the energies that are filling up this meteor, and when it comes into the atmosphere and it crashes to Earth, you're gaining all of that wisdom, all of that energy, and all of that communication and aid. I mean, it really helps you in just so many ways. I would like to call it a meteorite stone for the soul. And I'm going to leave you there with that. You can get a piece, a fragment of meteor NWA 4420 from thecrystalcouncil.com, I believe is the website. I was very happy to have found their store, their website. It's amazing. They have a lot of the same things as other crystals shops have, but they do have different tekkites and meteorites that are something that is unique. And if anything, Meteor NWA 4420 is nothing but unique. So I hope you have a magical day wherever you are. I'm sending you all my love and light. Take care and talk soon. Hi, this is Jill Roberts from Psychic Today, and I just wanted to say, you can always contact me through a voice message in Anchor or whatever platform or app you're listening to this podcast on. You can visit my blog at psychicmediumnewyorkcity.com. You can see my range of services at psychicmediumnyc.com. And you can, of course, always email me at info@psychicmedium.com. I'd love to hear from you. Any subjects you'd like to cover or any questions you may have, don't hesitate to give me a call. Take care.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.